What's good? What's good? I am back. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. We have a special guest we're about to bring on. They just popped up. I don't see their camera just yet. And it is fight night, fight week this week. Of course, you got the Jersey card with Perry versus Jeremy Stephens. Give it one more second to come back in. I didn't see the camera pop up. So definitely going to be an interesting card. Can't wait. You got the Queen of Violence and the King of Violence titles on the line. All right. So there we go. We got our guest. We're about to bring her on. She originally started in boxing and MMA, what it looks like, and now she's moving into bare knuckle BKFC. She will be making a debut BKFC fight night, Hammond Henry versus Lindsay, October 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. Let's bring on bare knuckle Brooke Evans.
Hello.
Brooke, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's the weather out there?
Actually, it was really pretty today. It was nice out. Yeah, it was kind of hot.
We got some of that hurricane rain out here on the East Coast in North Carolina.
Okay. Is that where you're at, North Carolina?
Yeah, Fayetteville, also known as Fort Bragg.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I'm over here in Kentucky.
So before we get into your fight, I want to ask you a few questions just to get to know you. So you started in boxing and MMA, it looks like. So what first drew you into combat sports?
I played a lot of sports and stuff in middle school and high school and all that. So then when I graduated high school, it looked like something to try, I guess. I was watching like a Rocky movie. I was like, that looks like fun. I had, through all the sports I played, I was always kind of like a tomboy and I was pretty rough and very aggressive. And, so I knew I had it in me, to fight and stuff. So I wanted to look into it and see what it was all about. And then once I got involved with it, like I realized, how much there was to it, you know, and, all the technique and all that. And I fell in love with it. I really did. 'Cause it was so challenging.
So I saw an interview where you were talking about your struggles with addiction and recovery. How has fighting helped shape, I guess, your comeback story?
It has definitely given me, because I think it's important, like when you're getting sober, or you're trying to get sober. Of course, you do like all these meetings and stuff like that, and you're really filled a lot with recovery. But I think it's important to find stuff that you enjoy and that like you love to do, you know. And when I got out of jail, I had taken maybe close to 10 years, 9 or 10 years off from fighting or really doing anything productive in my life whatsoever. So when I got out of jail, I was like, well, I want to get back into that, you know, maybe have a fight or something. At that time, I was still amateur. And man, it's helped a lot. It's given me, like I said, it's a really good outlet for me. It gives me a hobby to keep me occupied. I'm somebody that like, I'm really goal oriented. So like boxing allows me to have all those goals, especially fighting, like right now being in fight camp. I love this stuff. Like I'm very goal oriented and schedule and accountability and all of that. So all that helps with my sobriety 100%. Not to mention the little edge that fighting has. And especially now that I'm going to be doing this bare knuckle and all that. I love that adrenaline and I love that aspect of it. It kind of feeds that part of me also. So
I went on YouTube, looked up some of your fights. I saw an MMA fight versus Anna Abrams.
Oh, yeah, that was forever ago.
Then you had a fight versus Edna Turner. From what I could see, you were very quick. You're constantly moving. You're aggressive. Is your bare knuckle fight style going to be similar to that?
Yeah, I think so. As far as like constantly moving and stuff, that's just a given because it's hard to hit a moving target, you know. My coach is big about that constantly moving and walking and that controlling. So I don't see why that would be any different, especially considering it's bare knuckle. I feel like with it being bare knuckle, my defense will be like, you know, really great. Because you know you don't want to risk getting hit with stupid crap. In boxing, sometimes you can take a little jab, take a little this or that to maybe get inside. But with the bare knuckle aspect, I feel like I want to really be, crossing my T's and dot my I's and making sure I'm doing a good job with my defense.
So you decided to make this move from, I guess you were boxing before bare knuckle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you decided to make this move. Why did you decide to get into bare knuckle and how the opportunity come about?
I wasn't necessarily looking to turn to do the bare knuckle thing necessarily. I definitely watched it and stuff. It wasn't necessarily on my radar. I was just trying to kind of make my way with my pro boxing stuff. But I was like struggling a little bit because I didn't have some, big promoter. I didn't have, I wasn't signed with any, big managers or nothing like that. So I was really doing everything on my own. And all I was looking for was really a cool experience, with the boxing, even if I could have got something on Top Rank or something like that, So then when they reached out to me, Tyler Paul reached out to me and asked if I was interested in the BKFC. And I've said it before, I didn't necessarily believe him at first because I'm like, what? I've only had these pro fights. I'm not, in my mind, I'm like, I'm nothing super special, whatever. But I guess they were just kind of trying to bring females in and get more women. So he ended up setting up a phone call with David Feldman and I got to talk and kind of talk about what it was going to look like if I did it and all of that. So it was a amazing opportunity that got offered to me. So I would have been crazy not to take it, especially I'm 38. I'm not getting any younger.
You got a multi-fight deal, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, 3-fight deal.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So what have been the biggest adjustments you've had to make in training from boxing to bare knuckle fighting?
Did you say what's the biggest adjustment?
Yeah, in the training of boxing and now you're doing bare knuckle.
Honestly, probably just stuff in the clinch. How you can you can hold somebody's head and you can throw off that. But the funny thing is people that spar me and my sparring partners know I can be a little bit of a dirty boxer anyway. So I already had a little bit of that in me and I've been in street fights and stuff before. So it ain't nothing for me to grab the hold of somebody's head and throw punches, So once I got the go that was going to be something I was allowed to do, I'm like, bet. I was like, I got this. So I've been playing around a lot with that and, being able to grab somebody's head, throw punches, working on my defense. If somebody's got me in the clinch, what does that look like? What do I need to do? That's probably the biggest adjustment because everything else is the same, really.
Yeah, except the clinch, because the clinch is definitely a lot different in bare knuckle than boxing, because usually when they clinch in boxing they always break it up, but bare knuckle, as long as it's active, they'll keep it going. And the clinch could be for offensive purposes or defensive purposes. Somebody's you taking some shots, you want to try to clinch and see if you can get it stopped a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're going into your first bare knuckle fight, how do you usually handle nerves and adrenaline going into a fight?
I feel like, so right now I got about 3 weeks, right? It goes in waves. I mean, when I first signed with BKFC, I got some nerves going on. Cause I'm like, oh wow, this is crazy. And then when I get my fight deal, I'm like, or when I get my fight, this fight that was coming up, I'm like, oh shit, it's happening. So it's little stages, but, I got about 3 weeks right now. So I feel good. The week of my fight, I'll probably be a little bit neurotic, like cleaning the crap out of my house and doing random things like that. Cause there's all this fear of the unknown. Okay. Yeah. With it being a debut and a fight and so many things that are out of my control. So I'll hyperfixate, organizing, cleaning, doing stuff around my apartment. I did that for my pro debut. The day of my fight, I was cleaning my whole kitchen and stuff that morning. It was funny, but anyway, but I'll be leaving a couple of days before my actual fight. So I'm just going to chill. I usually just try to relax. I try to laugh a lot. We try to joke around, my coach and my friends that go with me. I bring my friend Grace. She'll be there. My friend Hannah. So we all just kind of, I try not to hyper fixate on it.
What do your friends think about you about to bare knuckle fight.
They're all like super supportive.
Yeah.
They're all about it. I have a lot of people that are going to be there, which is awesome. People I've worked with, people I've been in recovery with, people I've been in jail with. I mean, there's all kinds of people that are going to be there through my life that, so.
So what is your biggest strength, do you think, as a fighter?
My biggest strength as a fighter, I would say, talking about like physical strength, I'm pretty strong. I think that that's something. I'm very strong and I'm really aggressive.
You look pretty strong for a female fighter. When I seen you, yeah, your fights, I like, she looks pretty cut.
Yeah, like I'm pretty strong and I'm really aggressive. I think those are two big strengths. I also think that my mentality, which has come over years of probably trauma and drama in my life. You know what I mean? I got that kind of mentality where it'll take a lot to stop. I mean, I won't stop until obviously if I was to get knocked out or something like that, you have no choice, but I don't have it in me to stop. I don't at all. So that's something else.
So you about to fight Maricel Ruelas. I'll be butchering last names all the time, especially if they're not American names. How much do you know about your opponent?
I mean, not like a whole lot. Just, I know she's, she did MMA, you know, just the basics. Like she did MMA. She had her MMA fights, pro MMA. I did watch her, pro knuckle or her bare knuckle debut. So, she's a southpaw, just that, just like basic stuff, really.
Yeah, I watched her, one of her MMA fights, and I went back and watched the fight. I was a little disappointed that it felt like she quit in the second round, but even though, you know, it felt like she quit, is that still a reason that, like, to not underestimate her going into this fight?
Oh, I never underestimate anybody, and I mean anybody. I don't ever make that mistake. I honestly, when I saw that happen and I knew I was going to, I mean, before when I watched her fight, I wasn't even matched up to fight her yet when I watched it. And I was kind of rooting for her, to be honest, because she was a smaller one. She took that fight and the girl was a lot bigger than her. Right. And I was like, go ahead, do your thing. And when I was watching, I thought her technique looked a lot better than the other girl. So as not being her opponent, right, I was just kind of watching and there were little things that I thought. And, as far as what happened to her, you know, it's one of those things you never know until you're the one in there. Yeah. What was exactly going on or anything. So that doesn't really play any part in the way I feel about this fight coming up with her, because again, her and I are like pretty much the same size. There's not going to be that weight difference there was with her and that other opponent. She's got a little experience now with the bare knuckle where I don't.
Yeah.
She got to have that debut. She got to, you know, so if anything, I feel like she might have a little bit of the upper hand when it comes to that aspect, like already been it, being in the arena. This is my first time. So I think it's going to be a great fight. I really do.
And I will give her respect that she's fighting really early again already. She just fought the Sturgis card, which was a really big card. So, you know.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these women's fights in bare knuckle, they go the distance. Are you confident in your cardio going the distance?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause it's 5 2-minute rounds. And with the pro boxing, I was doing 4 2-minute rounds. When I was fighting amateur boxing, that was 3 3-minute rounds. Cause I was open. So yeah, I'm not worried about the conditioning aspect at all.
Yeah. Cause you always moving. So you seem like you got good cardio, but I notice a lot of times in these bare knuckle fights, a lot of people will expend a lot of energy in the first two rounds and the third and fourth and fifth, they don't have no energy really to, with any knockout power or anything after those rounds sometimes.
And I've had fights, like, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I had a fight one time. I took a fight, a girl was bigger than me and it was an amateur fight. And I gassed out within the first two rounds, but also like looking back now, I didn't warm up properly. You know what I mean? I didn't warm up properly. I like, was just going ham. You know, I just, it like looking back, there was just no control. So, you know, that's something I learned from that, how to kind of pace yourself. Even under pressure, like even if somebody's coming at me crazy, I've learned to kind of be able to shut that off a little bit and still try to control things with my footwork and stuff like that to stay relaxed as possible, like in the moment.
Now, going into a fight, do you typically, you know, some fighters just let their team watch the footage and just go off of what their team says, and then some fighters like to do both. What kind of fighter are you?
Oh, as far as like on my opponents and stuff?
Yeah. Do you like watch footage yourself and try to game plan yourself as well on top of what your team's saying?
Oh, I see. Like, do I like to watch myself with stuff?
No. Like some people, when they watch the game plan for their opponents, they don't even watch footage on their opponents. They just go off of what their team says. And some people like to watch the footage and kind of listen to what their team says.
Yeah, I like to watch the footage and hear what my team has to say, but I don't hyper focus on the footage and I don't watch too much of it. And I also, again, have learned over experience. Like I've watched girls, you know, that I've getting ready to fight, hitting the bag or doing pads or even in fights and stuff. And then I get in there with them and they look completely different. And you know, it's humbling. And I'm like, okay, well, didn't know it was going to go that way. So I've learned to not give that too much weight by watching their footage.
And what do you train out of?
I train out of Rob Bradford's boxing.
Same place as Ruben Ware?
No, Ruben's in Louisville. I've got to go train with Ruben a couple times, though, which has been nice. He's helped me out a little bit at Triumph. But I'm at Rob Bradford's in Cincinnati, Ohio. My coach, he was a stand-up coach for like Rich Franklin when Rich Franklin first started with UFC. He's got experience being a coach on that level with the UFC and things like that. So that makes me feel confident too. This isn't his first time being on kind of a bigger platform. That's nice.
So what do you hope to prove in your BKFC debut?
I just got asked this the other day too. So I feel like sometimes I'm like repeating myself.
That's a ChatGPT question. So they might've got it from the same place.
That's funny. So I just really, honestly, all I want to prove is that I deserve to be there, that they made a good choice by asking me to come join their group, you know? And I want to, like I was saying, I want to show that I can fight. I want to show not just that aggression and not just that toughness, but that I have the skill and IQ to really do well.
So you said you're 38. Do you think that's still a young age for bare knuckle, being as a lot of fighters that retire from other combat sports and then come over to BKFC later?
Yeah, I've noticed that. Like a lot of the female fighters or just fighters in general, like being 38, I'm not like some, you know, it's not that uncommon at all. In fact, some of the female fighters that are amazing right now, Beck Rawlings, isn't she like 42 or something?
I think so. Christine Faria is up there as well.
That's what I'm saying. They're all older. And honestly, I love that, 'cause then it makes me feel like, okay, I got a couple more years, you know? So I think that's another reason why I think this is a good switch for me.
You might have more than a couple. I mean, depending on you as a person, how long you want to fight. I mean, you got some of the guys fighting that they're like 40 years old. There's guys fighting in BKFC right now and they still win it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what's up. Seriously. And then not in BKFC, but my girl, Holly Holm. I love that woman so much. She's awesome. She's in her 40s too, and she's a pro boxer and she's still doing good and doing amazing. So yeah, I think I'll be good. But it does seem like the BKFC, I do feel like people are a little older, which will hopefully play in my favor too.
Well, it seems like it extends a fighter's shelf life too. If somebody feels like they're done in boxing, you could be like Austin Trout, come over BKFC and win a belt there and, you know, have a whole nother career. You know, exactly. He's up there too. He's up there. He's getting up there in age too. So
I love watching him. He was one of the first ones I was watching a lot of when I got signed and stuff, because he has such a big boxing background.
Yeah, you could tell, like, he's definitely used a lot of that boxing in the bare knuckle, even though it doesn't always work for everybody coming, you know, from boxing or UFC to bare knuckle. He's definitely benefited well. Nobody's beat him yet. So,
he sure has.
So what has been the biggest life lesson fighting has taught you outside of the ring?
The biggest life lesson that fighting has taught me? Really, the main thing I can think of right now is when I first got in, back into boxing. So I was kind of more early sober, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I was like kind of sensitive, like, and I can remember coming back and having these amateur fights, and I lost, you know, a couple fights in a row. And it was like, the way it made me feel, I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't need to feel like the biggest piece of shit right now just because I lost this fight. Like, it made me realize how much I was like, I guess, connecting like my self-worth to like the win or loss of that fight. And mm-hmm. The first couple times I experienced that, being early in sobriety and all that, I was like, man, I need to adjust this way of thinking, you know? So, but I'm glad that I experienced that. I'm glad I went through that. Because then it really gave me a new perspective on everything. Instead of being like, I need to win, I have to win, that's the only choice, which believe me, obviously I want to win. Come on now. I'm competitive and all that. But it's more about the experience and just being grateful to be there. And I guess the way I look at this is it's like, and it helps with my nerves too, to have that outlook of like, no matter what happens, it's a great experience. And it's a great platform. It's something I'll get to look back on and be like, that was fucking awesome. So.
Yeah, and bare knuckle is not a sport I think people should dwell on a loss or two, because everybody's going to get a loss at some point in bare knuckle, I think. And one thing I realized is how you lose matters as well. Like,
yeah,
the fight is just so boring. That's even a double loss.
Yeah. Really. Well, yeah. And here's the thing with losing. Okay. Like, this is something that I need to talk about, a life lesson, right? So through my whole life, wherever I've learned the most from is taking losses in life, right? Whether it be messing up with my drug addiction, all that, like everything I would lose and the things I would mess up, that's what has made me into the person I am today, like for the better, because I've learned from it all and I've tried to grow and all that. And it's the same with the fighting, like wins are great and amazing and all that, but I've learned the most out of all my losses. So that's something to take, you know, that I try to take with me. And that was, like I said, something I had to learn early on when I got back into it.
And you said something earlier in the interview that's important, is always doing something that you love. And if you're getting paid to actually do something you love, that's even like icing on the cake, cherry on the top.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's great. That's awesome. Seriously. Yeah. To get paid and like, you know, I got these sponsorships that are going on for my fight and all that. It's like, all these people are supporting something I love to do that like brings, you know, so much positivity to my life. It's like, how much more, what more can you ask for? It's a great position to be in.
And this is the first bare knuckle fight in Indiana, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so. And it's kind of cool. So my pro debut for boxing was in Indiana, and I love the commissioner, Joanna. So, I know the commission from dealing with them when I went with my pro boxing debut. So I'm excited about that. I think that's a good sign for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, you basically, you know, after this fight, you'll be submitting a history of helping, you know, break bare knuckle into Indiana, you know, because there's a lot of states that still ain't got it. North Carolina, we ain't got it yet. And, you know, I want it so bad out here, but we so funny with passing laws.
Yeah.
All right. So I got a couple more questions before I let you go and do your shout outs. Do you feel like female fighters get enough respect or credit they deserve?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do. I think it's come a long way, you know, big time. And just even with boxing, like look at the most valuable, the MVP promotions that, Tyler Paul and stuff, or, I'm sorry, Jake Paul and stuff is doing. And he signed all those women. I mean, that's huge. With the BKFC stuff, you know, they got the Queen of Violence fight that's getting ready to come up with the women. Just like they got the King of Violence. So, that's going to be an amazing fight. So, I mean, I think so.
Who you got in that fight? The Queen of Violence.
Gosh, I don't even know. I mean, I really don't. I mean, cause Borga is obviously bigger, but Ferreira, I mean, if you watch her, like,
she's more experienced,
Yeah, and when you watch her highlights, like I watched one of her highlight thing, and man, she is just a killer. You know, she just comes at you, and I just feel like she's probably really hard to deal with. Very, very hard to deal with and very hard to navigate around. So I think it's going to be a great fight. I guess I'm thinking maybe Christina.
Christine Faria. I mean, she's like 10-1. She's got a lot of experience. And one thing I've noticed about her is a lot of female fighters in BKFC, they got other things going on the side, like OnlyFans and stuff like that. Christine Faria, her whole life is just fighting, training to fight and fighting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so. I think so. I mean, but Borga, she may do great. You know,
she's
She's got power. Because when I watched her, when she had that last fight against that girl that was a pro boxer, and she just threw two straight rights, just down the pipe. Beautiful, you know, beautiful technique, power, all that. So I don't know. I think it could go either way. But Ferreira definitely, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Being the first woman to knock somebody out in a professional bare knuckle fight definitely sets a statement, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
for sure. It's exciting. I mean, either... if Christine Faria wins, I mean, she pretty much cements her career. I mean, I don't know how much left she's got. She's getting up there. And for Borga, it changes everything in bare knuckle.
Yeah.
Boxing for women.
Yeah.
She'll be like the dominant force. But there's not too many women in her weight class. That's why she kind of has to come down if she, you know, to get any competition. Because most of the women are your weight class or the straw weight, you know.
Yeah.
So I got one more. What message would you give fans, especially women who want to follow in your footsteps?
Say that again.
What message would you give fans, especially women who want to follow into your footsteps?
Just that if there's anything that you know you want to do or any goals you have, or there's really nothing that is like that you can't accomplish if you work hard and just keep pushing forward and just keep trying. And that'd be really it probably.
So before we let you go, is there any shout outs you like to do? Any sponsors or shout out to your team that helps you train?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out just to my gym, Rob Bradford's. I want to give a shout out to my coach, Rob Bradford, and then, you know, all my friends and stuff and all the support and my sponsors, all of them. I usually make those the social media posts for all that because I have quite a few sponsors. So I'm super grateful for all that and for anybody that supports me.
Well, I can't wait. We are, 3 weeks out, 2 weeks after this fight. So it's going to be exciting. You know, I typically root for people I interview. I know eventually that's going to get me in trouble because I'm going to end up interviewing somebody. It's going to be fighting somebody else, but, you know.
Oh, shoot. Well, you can root for me. Go ahead. Root for me.
Yeah.
All about that.
Yeah, we need more women fights anyway. Sometimes they have cards. They don't have a single woman's fight on there.
Yeah, I know. I wish, and it'd be cool that even if they could have, like, two women fights per card, that would be awesome.
I was thinking, too. It'd be nice to, you know, a couple more. Because some of the guys' fights be boring as hell, too. Like, in the women's fights usually go the distance. So, you usually could get a good, bloody, bruised-up fight. Sometimes the guys, man, they'll get hit one time and just quit.
Yeah.
I see it all the time at Bare Knuckle, man. Like you said, you don't know until you're in there. I ain't no Bare Knuckle fighter, but from a fan perspective, you don't want to see, you know, sometimes you see three back-to-back fights and the guys done quit. It's like, yo, man, what y'all even doing here?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out. And your manager had hit me up and then asked me about the interview. Anytime you want to come back on, please do. I'm up for interviewing all the fighters.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you having me on here. And then after my fight, maybe I'll have to pop back on so I can tell you how awesome it was and how great I did. And we can talk about all that good stuff.
And your next opponents, hopefully.
Yes, for sure.
Well, you enjoy your night.
All right. Thanks. You have a good night, too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. Bare Knuckle Brooke Evans, she will be fighting 3 weeks from now, the Hammond, Indiana card, which is the main event is Bryce Henry versus Jake Lindsey. I'm going to give you a little quick rundown of that. We got Cameron Van Camp versus Derek Finley. Sean Schultz versus Gabriel Mota, Marisa Ruelas versus Brooke Evans. They don't got Brooke's picture up there yet, man. Y'all got, come on, BKC, y'all slacking. So that's actually going to be, that's going to be close to the featured fight. Adam Brady versus Darren Whitney, Travis Smith versus Thomas Angeloff, Nate Manis versus Tyler Rookie Randall. That should be an interesting one. Kerry Caprio versus Octavin Turner, Boban Simic versus Damian Black. And I saw this Boban cat on the Bare Knuckle show with Brian Socha and the gang. Dude got some huge hands. It's something about he eating like raw meat or something like that. Yo, I'm definitely interested to see what this Boban Simic cat has to offer. And Jorge Gonzalez Roland versus Caleb Gal, Cody Sheev versus Carlos Yanez. So that's the card. Of course, it's fight week this week. October 4th, you got the Jersey card, BKC 82, Perry versus Stevens. Can't wait to see that. Hopefully Stevens whoops Mike Perry's ass. And of course, you got Christine Faria versus Jessica Borges, the co-main event. And the feature fight is Frankie Edgar versus Jimmy Rivera. Of course, you got Carl Robertson versus, I'm not even going to pronounce the guy's name because I'm going to get it wrong. And a few other fights as well. I know the fight with Johnny Cannoli, Garbarino, got canceled, it looked like, because he broke his ankle. I saw an interview with that where he broke his ankle, so he won't be fighting. Damn, I think they had two fights that had dropped off of this card now. How many fights is there now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's only 8 fights now. Oh, okay. There's the free fights as well. So they got 11 fights. But that sucks. The Johnny Cannoli, the Garbarino fight is canceled. Definitely want to see that. Appreciate y'all tuning in on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Shouts out to my guy, Justin Time Nola. Go check him out. Friend of the Dizzle, part of the Dizzle family. One Tough Boxer, appreciate you. Robert and Taylor, Too Swift, David Dude. Appreciate everybody that tuned in. Don't forget the audio version will be downloaded and uploaded to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, much, much more. Also, the video will be downloaded, uploaded to Rumble and Millions.co. If you are a dog lover, you like pits, Dobermans, Rottweilers, anything of that nature, go to Millions.co, look up the Paul Picker Podcast, and I got merch on there as well. Can't wait. I got to have my guy, Redneck Mandel, back up on here. I ain't had him on here in a while. I'm going to try to have him on here after this fight. I know he'll probably be up there. shit talk Mike Perry. And be begging for that. BKFC Fighter Services, appreciate you tuning in. But make sure y'all tune in 3 weeks to the BKFC Fight Night Hammond. Henry versus Lindsay, and you'll see Brooke Evans on there making her BKFC debut, moving in from boxing and MMA into bare knuckle fighting. As she says, she has a 3-fight deal, so she should be here for at least a few fights. But appreciate y'all tuning in. We're about to wrap it up, hit y'all with the outro. Peace, and I'm out.